Radio Prague News.
Talks on forming a new centre-right coalition of the Civic Democrats, Top 09 and Public Affairs have run into complications. The number of Czech soldiers with connections to far-right groups fell in 2009, according to the country's military intelligence service. And there has been a marked slowdown in the construction of large shopping centres in the Czech Republic. Talks on forming a new centre-right government of the Civic Democrats, Top 09 and Public Affairs have run into complications. The latter party are saying if they can't reach a coalition deal with the others, they could support a minority Civic Democrat Top 09 government. Public Affairs leader Radek Jan said this could happen if certain promises were secured, including a pledge to fight corruption. Civic Democrats leader and possible future Prime Minister Petr Nečas said, however, that he would prefer to see a standard coalition. He described Public Affairs' statements as a tactical move. And Petr Nečas has confirmed that he will stand for chairman of the Civic Democrats at a party congress on the third weekend of this month. He's been acting head of the party since Mirek Topolánek stepped down in April after 7 years in the post. He'd come under pressure over remarks he made about government members and minorities. The number of Czech soldiers with connections to far-right groups fell in 2009, says an annual report issued by the country's military intelligence service. It said it was monitoring a few dozen members of the country's military it suspected of links to such organizations. Last year, two Czech soldiers in Afghanistan were caught wearing Nazi symbols on their helmets. Another soldier was found to have helped establish a racist group called White Justice. The new report said more potential extremists were being weeded out at the recruitment stage. The Czech Military Intelligence Service also said it had detected the activity of its Chinese equivalent in the Czech Republic last year. It said the greatest danger from China's agents was in the area of industrial espionage, Czech and NATO security interests, as well as the Czech arms industry, were all threatened by the spying activities of the Chinese, it said. There's been a slowdown in the construction of large shopping centres in the Czech Republic, market specialists Cushman and Wakefield said. 8 new shopping centres should go into operation by the end of this year. A year ago, developers said they were planning to open twice that number in 2010. The Czech Republic's elite ice hockey league, the Extraliga, is in danger of losing its main sponsor, mobile phone operator Telefonica O2, Hospodářské noviny reported. The newspaper said the company wasn't planning to renew its contract with the league after 3 years of cooperation. Telefonica O2 has been offering live Extraliga games as part of its digital television services, but interest has reportedly been low. My name is Ian Willoughby. You'll find more stories and the weather at radio.cz. But for now, that's the end of the news.